All right, man, let's get the show on the road. All right, man, this is the Dojo Podcast. Season 15, episode
14,
man.
14, I think.
Yeah, yeah. We're nearly getting there to episode
20. Nearly done with the season.
Yeah, nearly done with the season, man. Yeah, pa.
6 more to go.
Yeah, 6 more to go. Yeah. All right, man, we had a good episode last week. Now we're back once again. A few plugs before we get the show on the road. Hannah, what are we plugging?
We're not plugging an event. We thought we would be able to plug it.
Yes, this week.
We'll probably plug it
soon. Let's leave them at soon.
Next off.
That's not even English. Yeah, let's leave them at soon.
We are cooking. We hope you're gonna like what we're cooking.
Yeah, man. And
so we're gonna have some news later in the episodes for the event.
Sure.
The match, we'll get to the match.
Yeah. Shout outs to West 22 again.
Shout out to West 22, our host and our home.
Yeah. For the season.
Your people, if you want to have some content, shooting, visuals, photography, holla at them.
Yeah.
Then the people that pay our lights.
Yes.
www.uzurionline.co.za, which is an e-commerce vendor platform where you can come showcase the things that you have made yourself, your cousin or whoever, where you can go as a shopper if you are looking for things that are done by people, kadi hustle tabona, particularly
man.
Local people.
Exactly, man. And we got one such person. Visiting us today, and it's interesting.
For now.
For the segment, man. And homie is selling something very interesting on Uzuri there, you know. Interesting products. I think the brand is called Honey Bun, innit?
Honey Bun, yes.
Honey Bun. And Honey Bun,
Honey Bunny.
Honey Bun.
Honey Bun. Yeah.
Honey with HUNNY.
BUNN.
Yes.
Not honey.
No, not a honey.
Yeah.
Sing my map.
And Honey Bun ba specializer in the toys that were to Baba Ho.
Yeah.
You know?
Tobala.
Yeah, toys for adults.
Kamanya.
Yeah, adult toys. maybe let's use this opportunity for you to let us know how this came about.
Yeah.
And why sex toys?
Why the toys?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Honey Bun is 8 years old.
Honey Bun is eight years old.
Wow,
you've been
running
it for a while.
Oh,
yeah.
You do it.
So the name is Dominic Mabaso.
Sure.
I've been selling sex toys for the past 8 years.
Eight years.
A lot of people ask me, but why this? Why this field? What's up? You know. And for me, I think it started because I saw a gap in conversation. Klambe will sit like this.
As much.
As much either. And I'll say, hey, gents, me, I like sticking my tongue up a girl's ass.
Gosh.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And then when you mentioned something, I enjoy sucking toes. Me, now.
Yeah.
S in the tongue in the S.
You find that out.
It's gross, bro.
What's up with that? Yo, where did we do that at?
Yeah, you know? Understand. Yeah. So, for me, it was that. But with a lot of conversations, man, where it would be a miss. And I think I'm right. Tabang at. And then it just became very confusing for me. So I sat down and I was like, eh, okay. What the fuck is going on here? What's what? Ini. Like, how do we?
Yeah, man.
You know, and I think through that, it led me on investigation etizeni ngahamba to the point where I was like, nah, fuck, let me do this. And the best way to start would be masturbation.
Sure.
We all masturbate. We've all masturbated.
On what research are you basing this campaign of yours?
Is that thing? Because now that leads to the question. Because how do you even break? Because Renale, it's sort of like, especially amongst Majita, we do speak about sex, ne? Mara, it's always from a point as if we're the sex champion.
Yes,
you know, everything we do is perfect. Niggas don't really wanna be
into their fetishes.
Yeah, niggas don't really wanna talk the real about how they experience towards sex in real life.
Sure,
why wanna? So how did you think about breaking the barrier to even discuss sex towards Limachi? And then accepting them.
I think, Mina, I was very straightforward, very honest. So you can't make me seem stupid for masturbating, which is something you do.
Yeah,
I understand. I've done, I will do. And if you say, come on my face, it was komora onto a girl's face. I feel you, dog.
I'm
a year sober.
Give it back.
Oh, you're a year sober?
Yeah,
I'm a year sober. You're busy with the
bone again. Of course
you're
sober. So you decided the direct approach, in chat?
Yeah, direct approach. Hey, guys, we're human, man. And I don't understand what's so weird with exploring your own body. And it's fine.
For sure.
And I must be okay with that.
Sure.
So I think for me now, it was that the whole masturbation approach and the benefits of masturbation, what it can do, you know. And there was this thing even growing up to say, okay, you must, that post-nut clarity, or before a girl comes, so you don't come quick. Those little things. But it sounds nice when you do that. I don't want to feel like cancer one before. But when you say, oh, uskomorile, then it's like, and is komo.
Especially in black societies, there's a stigma around masturbation. And that's why even Nanny English, like, you're a wanker. You're a wanker. Then the positive thing, which what you are bringing in, is that when we were growing up, we had to wait this, you know, premature ejaculation or being a 30-second man or whatever. And then we realized actually masturbation can help. Can help her. Before she comes, you rub one out. So when you get your second round to her, she thinks it's she counts
first.
One.
She
now says, you're out, young shang, your first round.
You're already on the
For
second.
What do you mean? Nam, I masturbated before I came over to your house.
Oh, is that a thing with women too?
Do women do that?
Yes.
Why?
Okay.
Because galog mtambi.
Oh, you really want to get that orgasm out?
The mood also, like.
Just in preparation.
Yes.
I didn't know that's a thing.
I had no idea.
Yeah, but we put so much shame on masturbation. But we pick and choose. Understand? Because now it seems cute. It's okay. It seems cool. Because the cool part is that I hit. But before I hit, I masturbate. So that big thing will almost, you know, downplay. And that's okay. It's your body, you understand? And now, one of the best benefits of the masturbation is that you learn how to control. You know how to control
your body.
You know how your body works. You know, okay, when I reach this point, I almost have fun. I say, hey! Yes. I was so coming. But now when you know, certain points get me wherever, then you become...
Basically, you learn your body much better.
Yes.
You know, you when I like edging, it's like getting yourself there. But I feel him though.
And you know how far you will go. They put so much shame on masturbation. If you masturbate, you're going to get hair.
No such thing.
It's the superstition. You understand?
But now we must also remember there are cultural, religious things,
stigmas around it. Yeah.
Which cause now they'll make you feel like Jesus is watching you when you masturbate. And we believe in it.
He's just watching you when you do everything. Exactly. Not just on your masturbation.
Yeah. But you will lie the whole day.
Man. And happy masturbation is the best way to get to know what you like.
I do like that point about it.
Because how is someone else going to please you when you don't know
exactly,
you know, what gets you off?
Exactly. Why? And this goes both men and women. Sometimes I'd have like a chat and feel some type of way when a woman who doesn't masturbate, for example, yabo, I got masturbate. But you expect so much from me. Expect so much. I must know how to make you squirt. I must know how to make all these things. So same can be said. Nami, if a girl's giving me a hand job, I'm going to tweet about not to don't care like golf one.
Yeah.
So I've got no leg to stand on.
Nah, I feel you, man.
So when I know these things about, so that's like the first layer to know yourself. And I feel like once you know yourself, and then you can start opening up the conversation. Now that's where the conversation and your communication comes in, because we always throw around communicate, we must communicate with your partner. It's not that easy. We throw that term around very loosely. But now if you understand people, a certain
women
basis,
will shame
and a lot of couples don't have sex but don't speak about it. You know what I'm saying? Like there's no performance review of what just happened. Post match analysis. There's nothing. Majitasha and Jema, but they don't speak.
Because you are bringing a good point about communication. Have you ever told the man that this is how I want you to do it for me too?
No.
Yeah, but
you expect him just to know,
right? But I get very excited. Like I like to tell you that you did a good job afterwards. If they did a good job,
in the act, you don't tell me. Would focus on this.
No, like when it feels good, then I will tell you that right there is
okay.
That's the spot. Okay,
but
okay.
it don't be a matter of
like I'm not gonna direct you, but I will. You will know when I'm having a good time with what you're doing.
Yeah. Okay, then how does Honey Bun and the things that you sell then help us facilitate this thing?
Yeah.
You know, between couples and or maybe just in Nai as Mjito or just a woman as in Bun.
Sure. Okay, so with Honey Bun, so when I started selling the sex toys, I sold the sex toys. But shortly after, I realized, even from the business perspective, you know what, for me to almost push, I need to educate. Sure. And then the point education became
very
like
important.
The main focus now. You know, where I will say, hey, sister, you have mhlambe bohleka kuphuma umchamo. Do you know that it could be urinary incontinence? So Kegel exercises might help with da-da-da. Now she understands like, oh, okay, I can get Kegel balls and do exercises that will help tighten pelvic floor muscles, da-da-da. You know, speak to Mchita, esh, mfana, I not fast, after a round, what? Oh, okay, Mamela, I've got something for that. There's a penis pump. You can try da-da-da. You see? So the more you know, the more you...
Instead of selling it more around pleasure first, you looked at a pain point first around sex or around
and educating
sexuality.
So the main thing, number one, to understand, and obviously for you to understand, you need to know, okay, this is this, there's no shame, Jesus is watching regardless, and from lapho, and then you also know the types of toys that are there. So for example, I'll get asked, okay, but now how do I introduce sex toys to a relationship? Because if you have a partner, I'll say koi one. So you educated, you know, but now how do I say, hey, Tabang? Because Tabang was scared to touch silicone. So I say, hey, sister, now we don't get there with a dong, which is 30 centimeters, big black cock.
It's going to run away.
Because now you wouldn't like it if he came with a fist for anal. Just baby steps, like my sex position, dice, you know, maybe lingerie, massage oil.
Getting
the small,
move,
you know. That body candle candle wax, I wanna play with Izzy into around the house. And then slowly but surely at Dallas Pila is fine. Just slowly but surely and just gradually move your way up. So yeah, and especially in the black community, man, I wanna zining is into where we are made to believe what has this fanelanga. Even we say I get into some mahua, what do I
think? They can be brought to the fore.
Yeah, and how is sex into some mahua if Abantuana Abantuana Baning?
Yes. And it looks like we have the most.
Like, you know, even like as a woman, then you also
Yes. Kanti umuntu wakho must be your hule.
I'm just wondering, Maji. Or what I remember, like bo lady, ne? Like who know, like you know, these guys back somebody tap away, couple body bought. They will come door to door.
As a selling model.
Yeah. But already the brochure will register how the port and whatnot. And really demonstrate.
Sure.
I'm wondering how you are doing, like with the, especially Kokasi. Like, what are your models to get people to even think about?
Because
I can just imagine so again and from Yaba to
Sure. So we've actually got something very similar to that model. So we call it the Bunny's Club. Bunny's Club. Mhlambe Umbali will almost have like a kitchen party type of thing. They go, pajama party, with the friends. Hey, guys, today also have male strippers, female strippers. So if they want to, you know, you know, then we'll display all the toys. They talk about it, they share.
Sort of like you create a safe environment for them to.
They can now wholesale and do it in wherever you're from, in your own community, and you will host that. Because now this is not like selling insurance, you know. And I used to say this to even Sibu, my bra, Oguti, like I can literally go to any setting and start talking about sex. Sex, uba excited. So that's the nice thing, Oguti. Sex really does, you know. And that's why I always emphasize Guti, there must be the education aspect, especially because still abantu abamnyama, and we know how we have been made to feel taboos and all of that. So once we understand, and even on the Honey Bun page, if you have a look, there's a lot of educational posts. There's groove here and there, we're doing this. Like the life we know.
It becomes a lifestyle thing.
So...
So education at the forefront, and then we sell you the product,
and then we sell you the product.
Do you have an example, a client whose transformation you've been able to witness? Like maybe somebody who's very, very conservative, closed in, because those are the stories that probably you want. Then after you've introduced them to this, like maybe how their personality, how they started opening up, like the type of feedback they started giving you.
No, there's actually quite a lot of examples. Because in the 8 years, there's people I've been with from day one. Today, abanye bompe
tanje. Money increase.
Yeah.
The size of things.
This nigga
wild. So there are people very we are born. You'll hear stories. You know, because we become biscotti, we become like pras. You'll say, I'm from a Lian King, Aliana being Nayo. I say, or the lady will come and tell you what I know. Brur, he's the one now suggesting we try vibrating cock rings and all of that. So there's a lady friend of mine. So I get reviews on different toys. So there's this rose toy. The rose toy is toy is really proper. So it's a clit stimulator. So in a bobo at the top, so it has a suction function. So it like it imitates oral play. So it vibrates, it sucks. But now she loves that toy, at least like her, but she hates the toy at the same time because it makes her squirt and she wasn't aware. And imagine for her, she's one of those very super clean. And imagine she hates that immensa. She even said, you understand? So it's
like
that,
I don't have control.
Like she doesn't have control. And then there's another story. I think for me, this was like one of the coolest things. I was like, oh, okay, I know, sure, shout out God, you know? So, Kolenyintwana, after a while, he comes back. He's like, hey, dog, because he saw Uti, the pages run by me. So he felt like, oh, okay, can I? So he DM'd me.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, dog, you know, I've never been with a woman. I mean, I'm obese. I never leave the house. I can't leave the house. What? Bought a pocket pussy. I was like, this is the first thing, the closest thing I've ever had to just Fazane, you know?
Yeah.
And it made me feel like, oh, okay, mina umshini, I can also do something.
Yeah.
You know, so for him, I was like, nah, shout out, dog. And for me, that was like, you know, so you get all these stories from different people, you know, because we forget, Uti, there are people that have insecurities about their bodies, social anxiety, all those things. And they also want to, anxiety, interacting abantu, or you shouldn't feel something, or you shouldn't get a boner, or because all those things will still play their role, you understand?
Yeah, yeah. So, and we underplay, like, how, you know, like, anxiety and things like that can prevent people for doing something that it seems so natural to all of us.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And and I can see how, like, these toys can be a bridge.
Yeah.
You know, maybe to help someone gain a bit more confidence.
Sure.
Yeah, and then maybe try to take it a step further and maybe try to connect to someone for real. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man.
Yeah, because we forget, Uti, because we have disorders, we have, you know, like, okay, so what does sex look like for a person with anxiety?
Mm.
What does sex look like for a person with depression? How does sex look like for a person with disabilities and all those things? But those are things we don't worry ourselves with because understand? Hey, because kona enye, look, you know, you know when they say, this person has a micro penis, hey, people, are you joke writing? Shit, nigga, get better. You understand? And it's very hard because even we make fun, you know, and it becomes such a thing. And look, what about umuntu ofana na loyo? Like, what do you do? And some people, but now some of the brewers overcompensate in other departments.
Yeah, like, you know, oral.
Yeah, like, it just differs, but there are so many layers to inkinga esinazo, because I'm sure each and every person has a sex story. It is in,
and also
might
I
not be the greatest, might, you know,
masi abantu, like, I think just thinking about it is that when we talk about sex, we focus so much on the organ, you know, as the tool, whereas, like, maybe with what you are sharing, there's a lot that people bring to sex. It's personality, it's your mind state, it's your physical body outside the organ itself. And I think those are the things that people need to be cognizant of. That's what sex is, you know. Yes. Like, for example, let's say if somebody out there doesn't have the organ, because we always highlight and over focus on the organ, but you can still have a pleasurable sexual experience if you are able to be open-minded and find other ways. Because when I told Uti, somebody can say, actually, the person that made me squirt is actually not the guy with the biggest dick. But yet we as guys, we always put the
bigger
on the side.
Organ. Yes.
You know, and then only because then we don't want to learn ipori umuntu.
Yes.
Yeah, but Uti, somebody else, they are most susceptible to touch.
Yes.
To maybe to tongue or to something else. But you know, we always just focus on the dick.
Yes.
And that's why even, like, when you feel like you have, like, erectile dysfunction, you feel like that's the end of sex.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
And maybe I think those are the conversations that maybe are bridged by some of the tools that you bring to the table.
100%. 100%. And imagine, that's also very important. But it doesn't have to be the organ itself. Like foreplay, for example.
Right.
You know, a foreplay starts with a good morning text. Say, yo, what's up, later on, you know, a little nude there if she likes toes, meow. And then you gradually build. And then the end would be, like, the last point of the sexual experience maybe would be the orgasm. But what happens, because orgasm will last, the feeling will last 5-6 seconds, and then it's done. But what happened throughout lapo could be more pleasurable or more enjoyable than the part at the end, you know? Because I've had experiences where even the penetration wasn't as great as everything else.
The journey, the game, yes, that was
the way she looked, the way she planned everything. Mm. Shiley, hot bath, when lingerie, she was doing some nice things. Yeah. I enjoyed that way more than the penetrating.
In fact, sometimes the penetration almost spells the end.
I want to go back.
Because it changes how you think about sex.
Sure.
Really.
You know, and I was actually having this conversation. I don't know if I spoke to Siva about this the other time. Uguti, I feel like women enjoy sex more than men. Mm. Yeah, and it, like, this is a very personal thing. Yeah, I'm not saying.
Do you think so?
Wait, first justify why you said that.
Because being sure, so having this chat, I'm like, the conversation came where we were talking about how women can be stigmatized, or a girl can stay with the brood and say, "Hey, show me, wait, hey, what the hell, Mara, at least the dick game good though." I was thinking it, I don't think Kony Kekim Club in Elangan's waiting tolerate nonsense because Limnandi, you know. So the conversation went to, I'm trying to think, like, do I really enjoy sex? Like the penetration, sharp, bengen, hey, go home, gumnandi. And then, okay, yabo. Ash, I don't enjoy every single stroke. Yo.
I was about to say it's because you've never been penetrated. You've never been... Okay, sorry. I'm of the assumption that you've never been... I'm so sorry to assume that.
Yes.
It's because... Upenetrator is like, nothing else in this world.
Gotcha. So that's why I need show to me now. I don't think...
I don't have enough English.
So I don't think Mina, the way in a corner, I enjoy sex as much as a woman does.
Yeah,
I think
the penetrative part.
She enjoys the friction.
Yes.
Mm. And the
contact. And where you're hitting, and you know.
When as a man, I think a lot of times, because remember, men have an ego, right?
Mm.
And what's important, so during sex, especially strokes, a woman has a physical sensation. Mm. It's more pleasurable to her. Whereas with us, because it's the ego, I could be turned off by how she screams or how she reacts to my game. Like what I'm able to exert myself.
Yeah.
Sometimes that can turn me on, and watching that, she enjoys it.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's the psychological thing, which is very consummate about the character of masculinity.
Mm.
As a man, you are stroking my ego. That's why a man is more interested in, you can't be exchanging them. And the guy is not preoccupied with, you can't enjoy exchanging them. It's almost possessive.
About me.
Because I've always thought, for women, it would be the whole thing, the whole experience, because I can only speak on my experience, sorry. A lot of women don't get a lot of pleasure from actually the penetrative sex itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's more the foreplay, because then the guy gets to concentrate more on the clitoris that has a lot of the nerve endings, and you actually come there, and then the penetration leading with the intimacy is where you guys then connect at Limji, you know. That has always been my assumption of why, so for women it seems like it's an all-encompassing experience. For women's sex, and then for us,
it's
the nut.
Not to cut you off, Des, but you see, it's not to say you can then stop the sex at foreplay. Just because now we've done all, we still need to get to
that
for it to.
To feel.
To tie up together.
Yes.
And
yes.
So it's not to say one.
One is better
is,
than
is
the
better
other.
Than the other.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all encompassing. You need the whole
great
thing.
That Sizo Kabedang and penetration up or
sell corner. It's almost like,
you needed coffee.
You know, like.
So because if I didn't need the penetration, then after I've come at the foreplay part, then the sex would be done for me.
It's like broken, bro.
I'm especially looking forward to my apple sesaya corn.
It's like cooking, right? So when you enjoy the process of cooking, from designing the dish that you think about to going to the shelf and grabbing it, deciding is it woolworths, is it yabo, you know, to laying it out, so zenza, of course, the pinnacle or the peak is going to be the actual eating.
Yes.
But like you were saying, but also eating signals the end of the process. Though it is the, we were building up to this moment, but it was also very nice when we were doing all the choosing of the fresh veggies, the this versus this, yabo.
Yes, yes.
Because you don't rush the process.
Sure.
So we enjoy the actual food and the process of thinking about the food and the process of getting the ingredients.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, man. And you know, Jobo Kuluma nge, that's his foreplay. I'm sure as Jen's sitting here, we've heard the importance of foreplay, you know, to women and what. Hey, but, you know, after a while, because I like to think about these things, it's okay. I'm going to see an affair. You know, as much as women understand the importance of foreplay, like they really do, Jobabo will show the clit, 4,000 plus nerve endings and all of that. You know, for a person on the understanding engago, or was it the foreplay important? Women don't give as much foreplay as they should be giving. Yeah. They really don't.
So they don't give. They just want to receive.
Yeah, boy. I'm not researching this in any conduct, but from my personal experiences and chats I've had with the proofs,
I feel you because the thing women have, man, they expect you to come hard.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, we expect, okay, as soon as we can have a thing, I'm already, rock hard.
Yes. You're not satisfied.
Yeah.
What led to this? Just because you are like this, no.
How about you now?
Yeah, but come sucked to bed.
How do I get what?
Come hard. Come hard and come sucked. Hard, you know.
Yeah. After a point, now I want to be serenaded.
Yeah.
I want you to serenade me, you know.
Yeah.
Run me a bath or tell me, send me a nude. Hey, yo, daddy, titty, something. Build me up.
Build me up to the hard on.
Yes, you know. And I think we need to, balance, I'm gonna go busso bam jalo, mele be good lead all the time.
Hey, but you don't. Bomakala blind. Once she takes off your pants,
how?
They shave.
Why are you not hard? Wow, who was supposed to get it hard? Dog, have you seen a girl take off your pants and just run?
And then. Hey, what do you mean? And then.
What do you mean?
I found you dry.
Yeah.
Hey, I found you dry.
And I made it. I made it wet. So.
I
love the pushback, man.
You didn't find it dry, Tabang. The anticipation.
Not all the time, bruh.
But I need to Tabang with something. Ok, text dealer, what? Yo, girl, let's
go. Acted
on. You know, I find it very attractive, you know, when a girl. Well, I should fucking action yana nae. What are you doing?
Exactly.
And I think our sister and I will need to start doing that more.
Yeah.
Taking charge,
you know. And then look, I've heard a lot of chats where our chair will say, no man, I'm out here. The egos, they don't want you to do certain things. Feel. So my chat is always, if this is your partner and you can't talk to them, you have a wrong partner to begin off with.
Yeah.
Because what's the point? When I saw a lapo, find someone you can express yourself to, and then we all just.
Or, not that you're with the wrong partner, or if it can't take this guy's partner to change his ways, who must it take? You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
Because if this is a safe space, if Nkula will.
Yes. And this is supposed to be a safe space.
That's why side chicks sometimes win. That's why sometimes side chicks win. Until somebody. Not only side chicks, even with niggas, bro. Like your woman looks nice, walks out the door, and then when she gets to work, the security guard says, oh, you know, maybe she was doing her singles, is all.
Yeah.
She actually remembers, actually, my man didn't compliment me. So I'm saying, even men. Even men.
Sure.
Yeah, but then the next thing, that's why your woman starts giving an audience to somebody outside the relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, man, because
where you're not playing
your
role.
Because you're not appreciating the small things that make her, that accentuate her femininity.
Yes.
But there's a flip. There's a flip side to that.
Yeah.
A lot of men, I don't know if it's most or not, have a certain level of self-imposed respect they have for their women or wives, where they reserve
Bobodu.
Sexual kink for other women and not for the women in the house.
Yes.
And that's a very big problem.
It's a big problem.
On its own.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
You know, because manje, icherako wena awispengi. Because why?
It's because she's my wife.
And I'm not going to look spank.
No, this has bring up an important thing, because which goes back to like the education part. And I think Mbadi was also mentioning Nuguti. When I ask you, do you tell a man what you want? And he says, no, I don't, but I will encourage if he... Because now it means she goes with this as a gamble. Yeah, bro? So she might say, I like this position. I'm hoping this nigga in his arsenal of position, he's playing this one.
Yeah.
But she's not going to lead with say, because to her, maybe she might feel like...
It's too forward.
Not too forward, or she's conservative, right? Yeah. But she's hoping this thing will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro? But maybe it doesn't happen. Yeah. Yeah, bro? But she never said her intentions clear.
Yes.
Nam, you might find that I wanted to bring this thing, Nam, too, in my arsenal, but I made a value judgment. I said, so now you now have two people.
Yeah.
I enjoy this thing. I wanted it to be done, but I made a judgment call on certain,
metrics.
Now she likes this thing, but she feels like, yo, Lendo, this thing is fair. This thing is so bad, Lendo, Lena. You get it? Then two people walk away from a sexual experience where they are both not fulfilled.
Yes.
Umutule, umutule meyane, ana omanya, nyansiyamunnae.
Are.
Are na hajwe mutsiak. Are. Are na hajwe mutsiak. You sent that video, man.
Yeah. Ojoab Sumfel.
What was insane.
It must have been a long time ago. I think I remember vaguely.
Owaka nyats. Uruza nyats, come when this fever that day. Ojoab Tiara.
Because there's no night for you to be fucked. So, yeah. At night, this nigga is a wife.
Yeah. I'm saying that to say that they also have a certain.
So it's all these things we get taught, man. So it's cool. I would say, don't do no, so I would do is fair, or don't forget my party. Ah, madam, fair too. If part why I'm having a lot of waste,
yeah, man.
Or when you're busy with your side, you know. And I think, because we forget, I don't know, I think even in dating, we forget Uguti, our people are still people. I want a setting where people go into relationships now, they want to take ownership of the you don't own the next person.
I think you're not adding ownership. It fucks us up.
You do things together, you explore things together. Because now, once you feel like your own entities in, you want to mold it. And it's okay, this is the perfect wife. She wants to. There's a part of her sexually that she's not getting, that she needs.
Let's get some fulfilled.
That's fine. The Outenzi Karin will of course. Life is fair. Life is fair. So life is fair. So Buna La Baba.
But I'm Harry Kamsara.
It's fine because I carry when I come to move.
All right, man. I want to find out, man. Because I heard you just allude to some of these toys, man. So I wanna hear some of the toys that are
popular?
Specific for men,
okay.
Specific for women, and specific for couples.
For couples,
okay. Yeah. Like, what are, just off the top of your head, you know, what are some of the things that, because I wanna, like, when I think of sex toys, like, a lot of the industry has been female focused.
Female oriented.
I guess a lot of sex toys that are aimed for men.
For men.
What are some of these things that... Yeah.
So truth is, there aren't a lot of toys for men, you know? However, there are toys that, you know, maybe some chains don't know. But one of the biggest, from like sales, what goes cool. Male enhancers.
Male enhancers.
Pills, you know, coffees, teas, whatnot. Those go a lot.
Yeah, niggas want.
Enhancing what?
Yeah.
The dick or the
erection.
Vega?
The erection.
The erection and the vega, okay.
Yeah, but those sell a lot.
You got those, man?
And then, nah, I got you.
Hang on, sorry. Seven Zalanda is just to keep you hard. It's not to make you perform better.
By perform, you mean like energy wise?
I don't know what your performance would have been like without, like if you're taking this thing, is it just to ensure or to sustain an erection? Is that the sole purpose?
No, there's
of,
two, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So even with endurance,
yes,
is over corner. Because you become extra horny. Mm. You want, you always want, and your erections are
bigger.
Harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. So that's what they do. So
I think, to go back to Mbali's point, the thing is, unganginikeza ikara e fast. If I go to my hydraulics and blah, 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 but I'm still a bad driver.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
So you want enhanced performance.
Yes.
But the thing is, with those things, inherently, there will be something good about it. It will be faster, which is what you want. But maybe the control and certain things might not be there. But by virtue of taking an enhancer, there will be some sort of benefit.
Yes.
Like speed.
Yeah.
Agility.
I ask this because, let's say you have you don't have an erection problem. You have a
stamina,
ejaculation.
You've got an early ejaculation problem. Ipili satata ngumdu one early ejaculation, nomdu who struggles to sustain an erection. Ipili sefanai.
Oh yes, ipili sefanai. Oh, I hear what you're asking. Because sometimes after ejaculation, amanyama pipi awami as fast as amanyama pipi.
You don't
get back quicker. But now with this, because you like forever ready, you can come now.
According
to you, which pill do you wish men would take based on the deficiencies that you found with your experiences? because that's maybe a better question to say. The reason I'm saying this is that I go back to what I'm saying. Because Tineza Machita. Sometimes we could be taking the wrong pill because, like I'm saying, we are focusing on the organ. But then she might say, but my unfulfilled thing is that maybe I don't generally find men who can get it up, but they can get quick. My second round can be a problem. Maybe that's what she mostly encounters.
Yeah. But the problem is to say, if utatele pills, it means that the first round I pay. Bra, ogo unkwelele because
osha
oku selele pilis. So it means even if I had a problem, early ejaculation, that's already been eliminated.
Yeah.
Now the problem, yobana, maybe it doesn't, you don't get hard, like it's on soft.
Yeah.
Regardless of everything that has been attempted at this, that's also already been eliminated. But kengoku mhlambi lendlela ndenza ngayo ayikho.
It's not. It's a sex game.
It's not.
Ugutia, mina gatle gatle. Like
so much
saying
you think like please still suffer niggas kulum.
You gotta talk, bro.
Things then I learned.
You gotta talk, bro.
Hey,
after spending money, we still have to talk.
Yeah.
Things then I learned.
I hope you understand how men feel.
Hey,
after I've
already
spent money on
something
else
kulum.
Like money is
kulum, bro. That's why Mjita is education. And talking and communication, he mentioned that very early. The communication is one of those pillars.
It is. Yeah. So okay, that number one.
Yeah. Million hunters.
Yeah, million hunters go a lot. Pocket pussies.
Yeah.
Those sell as well.
You know, why is it called pocket?
It's pocket sized.
So you can take it to work.
It's like a, okay, the most popular one, the most popular pocket pussy is a flashlight.
Okay.
Mm. So it's shaped like a flashlight. Like a flashlight.
Okay.
There's got a cap at the top. So when you open the cap, there's like a vagina.
Oh, it's a pocket. That's the concept.
Dick pocket.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, because I'm thinking when you say pocket, it's like it's something I can always have in my pocket. Like, oh, it fits in the pocket. Oh.
That's what I also thought. Hey, don't worry, so can I have
something?
Yeah.
And some of these pocket pussies, some of these pocket pussies are palm size.
Oh, like who come and I sharp in a porot? Check. The cookie in a porot.
Oh, so like they pocket sized.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So the most popular one is like a flashlight. Flashlight. Yeah. So it's called a flashlight. Mm. So it has a cap and then you can penetrate there. At the back, it's for cleaning purposes. Oh. Mm. It's got another opening. You can just wash it down.
Yeah, okay.
Some of them vibrate. Others have earphones where you can record your partner moaning or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, or the earphone, connect Bluetooth. And then you can masturbate listening to that.
And a key, is it silicone?
Yeah, it's silicone.
Like flesh, man.
Yeah. Silicone comes in different colors.
Do you use that with gel?
Yeah, with lubricant. Okay. Lubricant, the better, the better. And then those also come in like models now. You can get like a life-size sex doll.
Yeah,
some of them look. Some of them look really creepy. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
They look very real, but you have to they move, and even the weight up to
it's heavy.
Like, yeah, I've seen one about 70 something kilos. You know.
Come on, where do I keep that? In fact, carry a banana ballet up there.
What do I do?
Don't let guys say you are.
So okay, we've also got those.
Yeah.
And then another thing that
that's popular for niggas.
I've seen a lot of niggas gravitate towards too. Is now like the cuffs, the robes, the whips, blindfolds.
On them being cuffed.
Or to you.
I'm saying them like purchase
as a purchaser. Okay.
So I know gents are actually buying those a lot now. So the bondage-y, kinky type of things.
Dominating.
Yeah.
It's a man thing.
It's a man thing. And what's this? Cock rings.
Cock rings, yeah.
Yeah, cock rings.
I've heard of a cock ring, yeah.
So there's one here. Okay, this one's not a vibrating one. The black things here.
I'm not
touching a cock ring.
Yeah?
No, man.
Oh, I thought it's a headband.
No.
Yeah, so this is a cock ring. So what it does, it restricts blood flow.
Oh.
So harder, longer erections.
Harder, longer erections.
Yeah. So when your dick is hard, then just put it around. And you just put it around. And these have been
at the base there. You put it at the base.
And these have been around for a very long time. So back in the day, what they'd use as a cock ring is goat skin. The ways of sale on the coin is
pan.
That cut that and keep it at a size they know, okay, sharp. And then when it's time to, they know they're going to have sex soon, they put it in hot water.
Mm.
It expands. They put it on their penis. Then it contracts. Then it holds the penis.
Mm.
And then
you talk about blood.
Then you go. So those are like the really popular ones for men.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to women's toys, number one is always clit stimulation toys.
Some of vibrators.
Yeah, more than penetrative toys.
Yeah,
clit stimulation is always number one.
So these sort of things.
Okay, so that's a remote controlled egg.
Oh.
So that you can use on a date. So you insert it like a tampon.
Sure.
And then you can control with the remote.
You
can control with the remote.
Okay.
Yeah, I would like that. That's
but
nice.
But the best toy in here that goes clit stimulation.
Clit stimulation toys.
And then
toys.
You have favorites in the clit stimulation. We have the suction ones, which would be the rose.
Oh.
And then another really popular toy is a wand. I'm sure a lot of people have seen wands on porn. No, the other one.
Which one? This one?
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people have seen wands on porn movies. So wand is shaped like a microphone.
Mm.
So back in the, you know those sports massagers, man? So those, they started using those as clit stimulators.
Mm.
And they're like one of the best toys ever.
Mm.
Best selling.
And the nice thing with this is you can use this with your partner or even with another toy. You can penetrate while stimulating your clit.
You can't go wrong there.
That one's a joke.
So you can't go. So women favor mainly clit
stimulation over penetration.
Well, penetration.
From what I've seen.
Yeah, what you've seen. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, sure. So trends. Sure.
Yeah. So those are the popular toys, and then there are
for couples.
For couples, you get what's called a Wii Vibe.
Wii Vibe.
Yeah,
okay.
Wii Vibe. That's like number one. Wii Vibe.
Sounds nice. Wii Vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. Wii Vibe is number one.
So it's Panajang.
Yeah, it's shaped like. So you insert it, the one part goes into the vagina, the other part sits on the clit.
On the clit.
So it's sitting there. Mm. So it's it presses against the G-spot.
Uh-huh.
So you can penetrate while it's in that
inside.
Position.
Okay.
So the part that's inside you, when you penetrate, it pushes up on the G-spot and it's vibrating on the clit.
Mm.
So you feel the vibrations on your penis. Ooh, she feels the vibrations.
That sounds amazing.
That's a dope toy.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
That toy is too clean.
Mm.
And I want to look with technology, I want to progressing. The toys are also just very crazy, you know?
Yeah.
So there's a toy where it's a male masturbator, like a pocket pussy, but it's water, that thing. So, and then your partner can be anywhere in the world, and then he or she has like a ring, about motion sensor ring. So if they move their hand up and down, the machine on the other side moves up and down. So the faster you go, the faster it goes that side.
The world is solving for sex.
There's
no reason for my lift.
But and those are also app based.
Dog. That is nuts, dog.
I just thought of something sick. So you say the ring.
Yeah.
It's connected to the thing.
It's connected to the device, Askisimba.
Mm. Yeah.
It's connected to the device.
Yeah.
So whichever way I move my hand,
it sends a signal to
it
the.
It sends a signal.
The
signal.
Yeah.
To the suction.
Machine. Yeah, to the suction pump.
Regardless of what type of movement I make.
Yeah.
I could be going about my day. If I'm walking,
then it'll move in that pace.
But obviously, it works with communication things. So if I got that,
it's connected.
And then there's a sex machine, a fuck machine, that also works the same way. So it's all app based, so you can even see each other. So she's wherever. And then when you move, the machine moves at that pace.
At that pace.
Yabo. So the same ring, let's say it's like a cock ring, you fucking your pocket pussy at a certain pace. That
she's controlling
that
the motion.
Will move according to
that pace.
To that motion and to that pace.
Yeah.
Rather.
So
having said that, the downsides of this thing, because
we gain more.
Yeah, I wanted to see what it are. We also more. Not feeling like, is there some research that's been done, would see like maybe there are some people where you can introduce something to the relationship and then the toy takes over.
That's the biggest concern. You know. But nakona, I always say uti, sex toys are not a replacement, rather an addition to the sexual experience.
Yeah, enhance.
You understand? Because there's no ways a pocket pussy can replace a human being. There's absolutely no way.
Or a dildo replace a penis.
That's why I was always get so worried when like niggas will be like, this thing's gonna take my woman. Like, dog, if you're scared that silicone, a piece of plastic, is gonna take your woman, she was gonna be taken
anyway.
Because sometimes I think, as human beings, there's still other senses, man. The sense of touch, smells. And that counts to the sex. Because there's a certain scent of a woman.
Yes.
But sometimes, even if I can have a doll, but I want a scent.
I want a certain scent. And look, when it comes to maybe being addicted to masturbation, because you don't need a toy to be addicted to masturbation or have some sort of sex problem. Those things happen, but you can't say because of a toy.
It was already something innate. When you already maybe had an addictive personality, and then you just so happened to be addicted to now this masturbation.
What I'm trying like a porn addiction, for example.
Yeah.
You know?
Because what I'm trying to get at, which is probably a lot of, you know, there are things like mtlabeni that can present themselves not as ills, but
as a solution.
No, not as a solution. Like, let's say things that are we know have a dark element to them. So let's say stalking or uglandelela. So sometimes a woman can get attention just based off of the fact that you wanna fuck her. You see what I'm saying? Which can be positive if she's a person that feigns attention. But it's negative, obviously, if umtongamlimaz. So sometimes what I'm trying to say is that we might get to a point which could be good or bad, where if Umbali is only getting attention because of her ass, ne? Replacing a toy, where man like man voicing in front of club, I have an option of not going for Umbali, ne? I can just go for my pocket pussy, ne? There's something that happens in her ecosystem too, where now that attention that helps us to function sometimes as human beings at a psychological level does go away. But the positive side is that obviously it can take things down like rape. But you see where I'm going with it? There could be pros and cons.
But yeah, I kind of get where you're going with the conversation. I kind of get it, but not entirely. Because now, my thinking is, Uguti, aren't all of us as individuals have a choice? Esiyenzayo. So, for example, so I'm not going to say, like for the rape one, for example, Uguti, yo, this toy is helping me avoid. It can't work like that. You get what I'm trying to say?
But I think
it's self control. No,
listen to what I'm saying.
Pocket pussy.
Yeah, okay, listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying the thing about sex, outside of it as a physical activity, sex is an energy too, right? So I'm saying, Umbali, as a woman, sometimes there's an attention that she gets purely on the fact that she's sexually attractive.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. But I'm saying that sexual attention can be both positive and negative. Okay. When I was using a negative extreme, like you can be stalked, you can potentially raped, whatever. Okay. But then there's a certain validation we use out in a sex energy. Like, let me, a simple example, like I had this former boss that used to say, you know, there was a consulting company that came because niggas were not performing, they were sales guys, yabo. And then they brought in a female consultant, yabo, to pose as a new team member, yabo. Ngoba umuntu omuhle yabo, niggas, because they wanted her attention, they improved their work rate.
Performed.
Because there's a thing about sexual energy that can also be positive.
Yes.
Yabo. So I'm saying an over reliance sometimes on toys, yabo. I could be wrong. This is just coming up as a rough thought. That amati dawasangi. Yabo. Amati dawasangi the way. Like the courting as well. Because courting is also fueled by sexual energy. Yabo. Like niggas are saying, because like, yeah, fuck, I got a pocket pussy, bro.
I hear you saying, hey, but no, you see that thing? It's very short-lived.
Yeah.
It's very short-lived. Let me tell you how. You know, it's like, you know, there's this girl, I live in the south, there's a girl in Randburg. Yo, it's 10 o'clock, that drive. As in, I think score more, then you'll have that post-nut clarity. It's very short-lived.
Yeah.
Because it's also mega. But 8 o'clock in the morning, it's a new day. So you're not going to continuously almost masturbate to stop yourself from doing something it is in. You get what I'm trying to say?
At some point, you want
to. Yeah, at some point, you're going to want to do
so
it.
So now it goes back to the chat, Yoguti. A toy can't replace another
human
person. So let's forget it. It's toys. And the point of it is to jerk off, to feel a certain thing.
Yeah.
So even if you're using your hand, or you're humping a pillow or whatever, that's serving its purpose. Lapo.
Yeah.
It's at some point, in sex, it's not.
But I need to have a point now on the side effect. There are people when they're addicted to porn, then they end up neglecting their partners. I do see that even in sex toys, that I see how that can also arise.
Yeah.
Where I can focus more on the pocket pussy.
Yeah.
Because
I'm thinking of it in the opposite.
Okay.
Well, one of those 72 kilogram
sex dolls.
Toys. Yeah. Toys, yeah.
Those are the ones I'm a bit concerned about, because if you're able to interact with something of that nature, it's a life sized, human sized woman that is lifeless. You know, then you starting to charter.
It gives me peace. It doesn't chat back.
Some other territory. Now you're able
to. There's a psychology to it.
Derive pleasure from lifeless.
Yes.
That's the one that has me a bit.
And what I'm saying is that I'm just saying in your education, obviously when I'm out there, I learned to, like, you were not studying off as a researcher, as a sex what. I'm just saying we need to be cognizant of certain. Yeah. There are certain social rules to things and psychological rules that are unwritten. Like, that's what I'm saying. Women crave, in as much as some in this climate of being woke, like, there are people who who function on the fact that they are sexually wanted.
Mm. Yes.
And then to them, they can see introducing this thing as a threat.
Yeah.
And that's a real thing.
Sure.
Yeah, but and then there are niggas that are too shy to pursue people.
Yeah.
And then their social skills
where,
like for example, bruh, at some point, you gotta talk to a woman because you gotta have a nut, right?
Mm.
So I'm saying,
then maybe some boy might not even see a need to cross that bridge.
So, and you're right when you keep bringing back out, no, this thing don't replace human beings. Because you still need a social skills of picking up a woman.
You still,
There's still a skill about picking up a woman.
Tell me, do guys ever pop the pull and like it doesn't work?
Nah,
I don't know.
Is it like, does it work every time? Every time you've taken the pill?
I think there are some pills that you can get sold a pill that is ineffective.
The pills I use, they work every time.
Every time. Yeah. I asked this because I bought every those time. Drops, ne?
Yeah.
And then I thought maybe I was just having a bad day. I bought these drops.
Mm.
I thought it was maybe I was just having a bad day. And then I tried them again, and these drops are supposed to help women.
Yes.
These are women drops.
Okay.
Right? So when you are on contraceptive, it sometimes may affect your libido.
Mm-hmm.
So these pills are supposed to right the wrongs of the contraceptives. So I had initially, I bought them and then I wanted to try them out to see
if you'll feel different.
Is it going to make me feel some type of way or whatever?
Mm.
And it didn't.
Mm.
So then I thought maybe it's because I had been drinking that day.
Mm.
I'll try it again on a day that I'm not drinking.
Yeah. But let me ask you this, because with the male pills, I can still take it, but I still need sexual stimulation to get...
This was a one-man show. I was doing this on myself. I was going to have sex with myself.
Mm.
So it wasn't like I'm getting ready.
Okay. But like did you try to arouse yourself?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The same way I would any other way, any other day.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I just wanted to see Bania Sebenza Manyana Lendo.
Yes,
because so I'd heard reviews about it. So then I wanted to see I wanted to experience what is so great about this thing.
And it didn't work.
For you. I tried it initially when I had been drinking, and then I thought maybe the alcohol cancels out the effect of whatever this drop is supposed to do.
Yeah.
And then I tried it sober. It still didn't work.
Yeah, no, they work differently for men and women. Because actually, these pills, what they do, they promote blood flow. Mm. You understand? To the parts that, that's why you feel the feeling of being aroused. So, and I always say this, like, there's this pink pill that was doing the rounds.
Yeah, with
pink pill, what. And I tell people, this is not a magic pill, you know? So the best way to describe it is, you know, the feeling you get when you've had 2-3 glasses of wine, where you're feeling, you know? And some pills, these pills for women, kakhulu, you need some sort of stimulation to get there. And also, if you don't need it, effect. Understand? So if you always, your performance is fine, your dick is okay, taking it won't make a difference because you won't feel good. Unless
in my mind, it's like, you know, when you're an athlete, you can run. But if you take steroids, then you run even faster than you would have without the steroids. So it's not to say beginning king. I wanted to see what it's like to take steroids.
I think it's hard happy for to measure that thing in women, because I wanna with men.
She needs hard drugs.
Because I wanna bali, like with us, with men, like I know how I am post nut, right? So on a pill I know I know when I'm on a pill and I'm still hard, I know that's the pill.
That's the pill, yeah.
I know. It's an easy measure for me.
So maybe I must try it when I'm going to have real sex and see.
Mm. Yeah, and see. What.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's easier to measure for niggas.
Yeah. Because Abanye would say, because it's not like the pill will make you wet, but it could get you very, very, very horny.
Yeah.
Because horny doesn't necessarily, like very horny doesn't equate to very wet.
I'm already horny, so I'm wanting to see if I take this thing, is it going
like
to
the levels,
take my horniness upstairs? But it felt
normal,
like the normal level of horny
that
I
you
get
are normally,
like it,
maybe maybe take it before sex. I don't know. Because it's hard to measure for women.
I'll bring you the pink pill. I'll give you the pink pill.
And you try that one.
Then you'll try it, then you'll...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, because hey, whenever we've tried them, yellow, red, blue.
So with all of this being said, you know, via sex and relationships and what, I think the most important thing, like the best place to start is with self.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, once, I feel like once you understand yourself and you almost learn yourself, because actually learning yourself and loving yourself and all those things, it's a journey that you go through, you know, but the more you know about yourself, the less bullshit you can take. And that also helps in the relationship.
It
really helps in the relationship, your sexual relationship.
And then you even know how to, you know, avenues to look to improve once you know yourself. You know what I'm saying? And you won't be intimidated by things like honey bun, honey bun and so. You know what I'm saying? Well, all right, man.
Self-understanding is so important, because now it also alleviates certain things, you know, like even getting addicted to a certain thing. Because as a person, you know yourself. Mm. When you can see, I'm drinking too much, because you care and you're cognizant, and it's at the forefront, you always like kind of like stop. Because it's easy for a person to fall into certain things. You can fall into gambling, but once you at the point in before I go into work, I can't not watch a porn video. You can see that
it's becoming a problem.
All right, man. Where can our people find your stuff? I know they can find them
on Uzuri.
On Uzuri, you have a vendor page there. Where else can they?
Do you have your own website?
Yeah. So okay, the best place, the easiest place, we know, if you have questions and whatever, just to communicate, would be Instagram.
Okay.
And that's HoneyBunZA. Okay.
HoneyBunZA.
Yeah.
So HoneyBunZA. I got Shaga DM.
You can DM and, you know, and then for the toys, you can order on Instagram or on the website, HoneyBun.com.
Or on Uzuri. No. Shout out.
I love where you get everything, and people mustn't be scared to ask questions if you're not sure. You know, there's no shame.
There's
no shame. You know, if you want to know how anal plugs work, don't worry.
I get it. They say there's a G spot.
For men.
Yeah, they say there's just.
I was going to ask, you know, like, how big is pegging in South Africa?
It's a thing.
I was wondering if there's a dual one where if you are, it's connected to a woman, it's also connected to
that's bad.
I can see why sex is supposed to be private, bro.
nah man. All right, man. Shout outs, man. It was great having you around. I think this was a very productive combo around sex.
Thanks,
and
I like, and toys. For me, bro, I like the fact that you're not, even though you are selling sex toys, you're not trying to make it a raunchy business, because that's the mistake that maybe people do. Like, there's a story.
He's selling education.
There's a narrative, how you came about it, the education element. We think something little and peggy, everyone's going to see us. So I like that, because other people, when they sell sex toys,
especially when it's a guy selling. Because guys are so nasty, man. There's a respectability there. And you're selling education. For me, Sharp, feels like you're selling education. And then the toys are just an accessory to that. You know what I'm saying?
So maybe next time, maybe we will have you again screaming it over, because sex is always an everyday topic.
Shout out. Thanks to you, gents.
Easy.
I can take a lot.
Catch the rest of this episode on Patreon. The Dojo.